Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 6 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please, enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. The Fourth Floor, written by Anonymous. In the apartment complex where I live now, there's a story about a girl who lived in one of the buildings. She lived on the seventh floor and used to go home late because she was working on her thesis and her school was a bit far from her place. The story goes, every time she would take the elevator, it would stall on the fourth floor. The sliding doors wouldn't open or anything, but there would be this feeling of pressure on the elevator, as if someone would step in and join her. Do you know that feeling of having someone stand next to you and stare at you, even though you couldn't see them at all? Apparently, this would happen to her each time. In fact, it got so bad that one particular night, she asked her mother if she could wait for her in the lobby and accompany her upstairs. Her mom, of course, agreed. The girl arrived home later than usual that night, say around 3 a.m., Thankfully, her mother was at the lobby, waiting for her like she promised. They entered the elevator together, and when the elevator paused on the fourth floor, the girl looked at her mother and said, "See what I mean? It always happens." The older woman, in an effort to comfort her daughter, wrapped an arm around her shoulder and leaned in, right before whispering,
"Do I really look like your mother?"
The next day, they found the slumped form of a girl in the elevator, alone. She was dead. There were no marks on her body, and on her face was a look of pure horror. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.